You know, when we can, it's a great thing that we can send kids off. But it's even greater when they come back and there's evidence, you can see that the Lord's been working in their lives. I want to talk to you this morning about some, about kind of dreamy. Have you ever noticed that it tends to be that younger people have the ability to dream more? I'm not talking about dreaming fantasy dreams and, you know, nightmares and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about, you know, how many adults do you know that are just average Joes that still have a dream that I'm going to be a doctor one day, or I'm going to be a policeman, I'm going to be a fireman? When they're kids, they have dreams. They have big dreams. They can dream to be something big. What happens to us? What happens to us? We quit dreaming. Have you ever wondered if God has called you to something more? That's the truth. If you ever wondered that, the answer is yes, He has. He has called you to something more. I'm rereading a book that I wish I could call him my friend. I don't think I've met his acquaintance, but I've never spent time with him. He's a pastor over in North Carolina. His name is Stephen Furtick, and he's one of the guys that I go to for inspiration as far as preaching and that kind of stuff, and has a great ministry over there. I'm rereading a book that he wrote several years back, and the book is called Greater. I highly recommend it. It's a great read if you are interested in that. I can give you more information about that. If you're going to C3 Conference, I'm sure the book will be available there for purchase. But as I'm rereading this book, the Lord is, and I want to make something very clear, okay? There's only one book I preach from, okay? Stephen's a great guy, and he wrote a great book. I'm not preaching from his book. I'm preaching from the Word of God, okay? If I ever do otherwise, somebody knock me over the head before the Lord does, because He won't allow it either. But as I reread this book, the Lord is instilling within me the call to be more than what I really am, to more than what I've become to this point, because God's not through with me. God's not through with you either. I will tell you that I'm a pastor. You know that. And I have a mission. The Lord has given me a mission to change the world through the gospel of Jesus Christ. But am I really achieving that mission? I guess I'm doing okay by some standards. I mean, I do love Jesus. I love my family. I love my church. I have integrity. But still, I'm not making these earth-shattering moves and big things that have statewide, much less worldwide, impact in people's lives. I'm not breaking records and gaining worldwide recognition. So what am I really doing that matters now? What am I really doing that will matter years from now? What am I doing that'll set my life apart from the average preacher? I don't want to be an average preacher. In fact, when I add it all up, sometimes I get a little discouraged and I don't feel like I'm anything close to the great man of God that I really, really want to be. And I think if we're honest, we all have those kind of moments when we're overcome with a desire to feel that what we're doing matters more. That who we are matters more. Matters more to my family. Matters more to my friends. Matters more to people that may not even know me yet. In John chapter 14, verse 12, there's a verse that Jesus is speaking and He tells His disciples, He says, "Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in Me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." I struggled with this verse some. Quite honestly, I kind of struggled with this verse. Because what did Jesus mean by that? You'll do greater things. Does this mean that I will do greater miracles than Jesus did? Should I be running on water instead of walking on water? Should I be raising people from the dead after 5, 6, 7 days instead of just 3 or 4? What does it mean that I'll be doing greater things? When I looked into, I have this it's a New Testament Bible, and it is a parallel Bible. It's very in depth, and it gives me the Greek, because I did study Greek when I was in my bachelor's degree, and I was able to parse it out and figure out that this word that's translated greater really has the meaning is not more powerful or something. It means more numerous, greater in number. What makes me really struggle with that verse is the very last verse in the book of John. And John writes this as he closes his book out. He says, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have enough room for the books that would be written. So what's greater than that? I don't know, but Jesus said it would be. And he said, I've got to go for it to be so. And we know that what Jesus did is when he left this earth, he sent the Holy Spirit. Where Jesus was with his people, now he was going to be in his people. By leaving and sending the Holy Spirit to live inside every believer, Jesus released a greater power for us to do extraordinary things. Things like we read about in the New Testament, folks. I believe that power is the same power that exists today. Where Jesus was confined to one place at a time, Spirit-filled believers would be able to accomplish things on a much larger scale simply because the limits of space were lifted. I can be here and God be working through me. You can be at work and God be working through you. Somebody could be at home and God be working through them. God will be working through you to touch somebody that I possibly would never, ever even meet. Jesus is not calling us to be greater than He is. He's calling us to be greater with Him through His Spirit within us. It seems like I'm having more and more conversations with people as of late, who are unsatisfied with the kind of Christian that they've become and with the type of life that they've been living. Now, these aren't bad folks. I'm not talking about liars, cheaters, swindlers, thieves, and such. If they were, that statement would make sense, right? I'm unsatisfied with my life. Why is that? Well, because I lie, cheat, steal, and I rob and kill some folks, but, you know, I'm unsatisfied with that. That would make sense. But we're talking about decent people who are unsatisfied with their lives as far as their understanding of what Christ has called for them. The thing is this, and this is a statement that if you're a note taker, you want to write this down. Most people are not in imminent danger of ruining their lives. They're in danger of something far worse: wasting their lives. We may have big dreams about what God wants to do for our lives, but the hard truth is this. Many are frozen at the starting line, or even dragging behind once the race started. We know that we were meant for more, but we end up settling for less. We're frustrated about where we are, but we're confused about how to move forward. I wonder if anyone can relate to that. The things just don't seem to be adding up. There's a huge gap between what God said in His Word and the results that I'm seeing in my life. It's like we've been lured into this complacency because it's comfortable. Nothing much is expected. Then we end up being stuck living out a mediocre life, an average life, and it's miserable. because we know that we were destined for more. It's too hard or we're too far back to do anything, so we take whatever dreams we had and we stick them in a drawer. After all, I'm not bad. I'm not great. Matter of fact, I think I might just be good enough. Friend, if that's where you are today, I need to share a warning with you. You can't keep living like that. Baseline living is not okay as a Christian. Not for a believer in Jesus Christ. There's a price to pay for Christian complacency. If you keep living on this level, your heart's going to shrivel up, your dreams are going to die, and you'll look up one day and you'll be overwhelmed with regrets because of the opportunities that you missed. Opportunities to be used by God, to touch lives, to get outside yourself and be part of something bigger than what you are. We are so much better than what we've become, because God is so much greater than what we're allowing Him to be in our lives. You are destined for more. I am destined for more. So how do we get there? How do we move from where we are into the realm of something greater? I can't give you all that today. I'm going to give you where it starts, though. It starts with belief. It starts with belief. Do you believe that God has something greater in store for your life? Are you willing to open your imagination and dream big? And I'm not talking about greater as far as the bigger boat, the bigger house, the bigger elk on the wall. Those are great things. But again, years from now, what's going to matter? Those are the great things. Being greater for my kids' sake. Being greater for my wife, my husband's sake. Being greater for somebody that I have not yet met. Being greater because someday, each and every one of us have an appointment. And more than likely, as someday you're going to be laying in a box in the front of a church or a funeral home or something like that. And people are going to be speaking about your life. I cannot tell you how many times I've done a funeral service and somebody's life was greatly impacted by the story of the person that is gone. And said, from this point on, I'm doing things different. We've got to be greater, folks. Why? Why else would Christ send the Holy Spirit? So that we could be more than what I am. I have this little funny saying I do every once in a while that I'm superhuman. People will say, well, you know, I'm only human. I'm not. I'm superhuman. Because if I am me, Michael Nix, this human person, and I really believe that the Holy Spirit is within me, I'm more than what I am, folks. But there's a reason for that. There's a reason that God has put that Spirit within me. And it's not for mediocrity. It's to be something greater. I'll be talking over the next several weeks about how to move into that realm of greater. But until you believe that God desires for you to be more than you are, and that it's possible to get there, nothing else I could say would make any difference. You've got to believe. Faith moves mountains, not sheer might. Faith moves mountains. Do you believe? Do you believe that God has called you to be something greater? Maybe you know what that is. Maybe you don't, but you just know that there's something within you that says, there's more. God has called me to more than just being a good dad, a decent husband, and being on time to work and being a faithful employee at my work. There's more than that. And maybe you've got that feeling within you and says, I don't know what it is yet, but I know that God is calling me for something more than just that. You've got to believe before you can even step into it. I'm going to close this message today with this. Would you stand? I'm going to ask you, if you believe, if you already believe that God has called you to something greater than where you are, what you are, who you are, right now, I'm going to ask you to come to the front of the sanctuary. I'm just going to ask you to move. Just come to the front. Because this is where it starts. It can't happen until you believe it, folks. We sing a song called "The Same Power That Rose Jesus from the Grave Lives in Us." Folks, do we really believe that that same miraculous, overwhelming power is available to us? I don't know what it means for us to be able to do and go, but I do know this. I believe with all my heart that it is calling me to be something more than what I could be without it. I want to pray for you. Father in heaven, I want to lift up my friends. I want to lift up myself. Lord, we are standing here. We are acknowledging to you that we believe. We believe that you have called us to be more. And Father, there may be some in this group that understand what that means for them. There may be others that don't know what that means yet, but they're willing. They're willing to experience and to step into whatever that is. Because it's going to matter. It's going to make an impact. It's going to matter to their families. It's going to matter to their friends, their co-workers. It's going to matter to the church. Father, it's going to matter to you because you found us being obedient and saying, "Here am I, send me." Lord, I pray that as these have expressed a belief that you have called us to something greater, Father, that you would begin to make that manifest in our lives. That you would make those things clearer to us, and that we in obedience would step into that. And we would begin to see the greatness of you, God, expressed through our lives. Simply because of obedience. So, Father, all these that are standing here at the front, Father, I just ask a special blessing upon them, Father. They've done that first step. They've said, "I believe. Now I want to see it. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to see that come to fruition in my life. People are depending upon me to be more than what I am." Lord, the church is your game plan to save this world. Father, the church has to be greater than what it is. The church is called to be greater than what it is right now. The church can't, as we've said over and over and over the last several weeks, the church cannot be greater until the individuals decide that you've called us to be greater individually. So, Father, help us. Help us from this point forward continue to submit to you, Father, and desire. Help us to dream our dreams again. Help us to love you enough, Father, to say, "If you've called me to this, that's what I'm going to do." Father, call us to action. Mount us up and make us ready. Strengthen us, empower us, embolden us, encourage us, and move us to action. In Jesus' strong and mighty and holy and precious name we pray. Amen.